sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
Good morning, sensible people. Season 2, episode 29. We are live. Raw Dog Ryan in studio with me. What's up, brother?
What's up, sensible fuckers?
Mandy B back from vacation.
Hello.
And I'm Tay Wagner, one of your other hosts at Sensible Degenerate. We've got Alan in studio per usual. Raw Dog, Mandy B, Tay, Alan. Sounds like a fun time.
Hey, if we were addition by subtraction last episode, what do we call today?
Addition by addition. Did you enjoy our episode, just the two of us?
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I.
Yeah, it was really nice to hear the wonderful things you guys said about
it
me.
It was fun to have you not in studio.
It was a great time.
It was just the guys having a guy chit-chat. It was all good.
Just bro talk.
Sounds
bro
romantic. Talk.
Bro check. So Mandy B, last episode, was on vacation. It was just the two of us, Raw Dog and Tay. One of the things we did was we played Ask Raw Dog, and instead of a listener calling in or phoning or emailing in, I was able to ask Raw Dog since I have a pregnant wife and a baby due in March of 2020. Mm.
Pregnant. Of 2019.
And Raw Dog is a father himself. I was able to get some insights into the world. I think a lot of the listeners,
I think my answers were good.
It. Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm way ahead of the game. I don't need to read the books now.
No. Throw the books out.
Burn the
Tell
books.
Tell B that. Just throw them out. You're good.
You should start a blog, Advice About, with Raw Dog.
Oh, Ask Raw Dog.
Daddy
that's
blog.
A pretty good idea.
A daddy
hey,
blog.
That's a good idea out of Mandy B's mouth. I think the sensibility chart is...
She went up a point?
Yeah.
I'm so above urinal cakes. I am so... I am miles above...
No, you're tied now because you were a 6, I think. So now you're a 7 tied
Same
with
as
urinal.
A urinal cakes.
Let me just scooch up to an 8.
But you know what? Them urinal cakes get pissed on. You like getting pissed on?
Oh, but I don't.
Come to my department.
Oh, I don't like it.
Phoning Raw Dog's department.
Yeah.
Hey, this episode is going to be a fun one. We've got everybody in studio, as we mentioned. We also have Jacob Berger, the Instagram cop. He's an actor, film, TV, does a lot of funny shit on Instagram. He's got some big YouTube videos where he dresses as Donald Trump and does parody videos. So he's coming on later in the show. And also, we got prank calls coming back. Barry Burnham, not a biggie, Jim Rawl.
Yes.
And Tina, Marie, Teeny, they're all coming back, your favorites. So that's going to be fun. We'll do that a little bit later.
And why don't we let the listeners know, you guys have heard that Tay and I are in Fantasy Football League together that Tay runs. And
we are.
Ryan and Raw Dog and Tay played each other a couple days ago, and it finished. And can we all guess who won the matchup?
I'm guessing you, Cocky McCockerson.
Me. I think you should have to do a punishment.
I definitely made you nervous that Monday Night Football.
There's no nervous. There's wins and losses.
We didn't bet on anything beforehand.
Yes, we did.
Let's up the ante. If we both make the playoffs like we did 2 years ago, I knocked your ass out when you were the one seed.
Yes, then best team in the league.
Then we'll do a best team in the league that did nothing, you punk.
If we both make the playoffs and the loser has to beat off in an Olive Garden bathroom.
That's not a punishment.
It's not.
Mandy B.
Mandy's done it 3 times.
Mandy B's.
The buttery smell really gets me going.
And you have to be eating a breadstick too.
How is that a punishment?
All right, I'm out. We're in.
All right. Done. Loser has to beat off in an Olive Garden bathroom
while eating a breadstick.
While eating a breadstick.
Wow.
I think it's fair.
I think we have to do that in Florida though.
Florida man.
Hey, speaking of fantasy football, so I don't know, Roda, you used to hijack my Red Zone, right? You used to stream it or whatever.
Yeah,
I give you my account. So I go to fucking watch Red Zone before week one, and I have AT&T UVerse. NFL Network, NFL Red Zone, gone. I'm like, where the fuck's the channel? So I start looking it up. Everybody's fucking having a panic on Twitter.
Yeah.
NFL and AT&T could not come to an agreement. So they just pulled the fucking channel.
Really?
It's fucking ridiculous.
So I'm thinking, this was like a week before the season, so I'm thinking there's no way they're going to hit the season without these, right? So I give them a couple days. Nope. No deal. My understanding is that AT&T now owns DirecTV as well, and they're trying to get rid of UVerse as entirely, so they just don't give a shit. They're like, who cares?
Well, the funny thing is so we have Comcast, which is it's a big Chicago.
Well, Comcast is everywhere.
It's everywhere, but big in Chicago too. And so the way I have an Apple TV, so I use the NFL app.
Yeah.
So like Tay said, I would then sign in with his AT&T credentials and I would get it on the app. So that was gone. So I was like, what the fuck? I don't even, Comcast is not, you can't use it through the app. You can get the Red Zone through the cable so you can watch it on your TV.
Right.
But you can't log in on the app using Comcast credentials
either. It's just the fucking cable company is the biggest crock of shit. Not sensible. It's unbelievable. Then so that's a deal breaker for me, right? I can't get the chance. I can't pay for it separately. I cannot get it in whatever capacity. And then there's no way to get Red Zone unless you get like an internet TV or something like that. So I had to do my due diligence researching like internet TVs because the pricing on cable is so ridiculous as is.
I know.
So then I'm doing the research on like all these streaming options for TV. And it's like there's nothing that exists that just encompasses everything you want. There's no a la carte options for anything. It's like, oh, Sling TV, it's got everything you need. Oh, but it doesn't get ESPN or any ABC products.
I know.
And there's no way to get it. It's like FUBU's got this, and it's just...
Wait, did you just say FUBU?
Yeah, FUBU TV, FUBU.
FUBU's the brand.
What is,
The clothing brand, your FUBU jersey. I didn't know they made channels.
I think it's FUBU, FUBU TV.
Yeah, no, I've
seen it. Why don't you use my Hulu?
No, that's garbage.
I have live TV on it.
It's not the same. You don't have everything.
Oh.
And I don't think you
Hulu
can get...
does their main package, though, I will say, because I've
they
been
have
using
a lot.
It. They have a lot of
but
live
TV. But there's stuff
and
missing, because every single one I looked at had stuff missing.
Yeah. They all do.
But then, so to me, I'm like, okay, bottom line is UVerse, that's a deal breaker. I'm not going the fall without network. I couldn't even watch the game Thursday night.
Yeah.
Like,
NFL
I'm
network.
Like, what the fuck? So, and Red Zone, that's all I watch on Sundays. So that's a deal breaker. So I go, whatever. I ended up going with DirecTV, right? Never had them before. It's Dish, whatever. Because I had horrible experiences with Comcast before. So I went DirecTV. What a nightmare trying to even get DirecTV and convert UVerse. Like, it's just unbelievable. So finally, they came out yesterday. And the guy set up. He was there for 4 hours. Everything checked out okay. Worked fine. So far, so good. So I can watch Red Zone this Sunday. What I wanted to bring up was... Back in the day, Comcast-wise, this was just a funny story because I was thinking, like, why did I go away from Comcast when I moved into my house?
Yeah.
And I remembered something, and it's just like one of those not sensible stories I had to share. So I had Comcast in an apartment, bought a townhome. Comcast guy comes to install. He's having a couple issues installing, and he goes, you know what? I got to run to the Ace Hardware down the street and get a part, and I'll be right back in 5 minutes. Well, all right. So he goes to the store. It's been like 2 hours, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, where is this guy?
Yeah.
I call his number, like, hey, you coming back? Like, leave a voicemail. Nothing. Okay. So the guy never comes back the entire day. Just leaves me hanging. Like, he's got equipment. He just left there. Shit like that. He was in the middle of setting up boxes.
What?
So I call Comcast. Of course, it's like an hour to get anybody to talk to you and able to answer your fucking questions. And they're like, oh, we don't know. I don't know. We can send somebody out in 2 weeks. 2 weeks? The guy was here.
Sounds like Barry right now.
He left his equipment. Is he alive?
Who knows? He fucking went. I was trying to explain.
He probably
quit
his job that day because he saw your fiasco of a fucking project.
I'm like, dude, what do you mean 2 weeks? The guy was here. He was in the middle of setting it up. Sorry, that's the fastest we can get him out. He
probably stole something from you.
Yeah.
He's just gone.
Sniffing
up and
your
vanished.
Underwear drawer.
Oh.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Weird.
Fuck. Hey, one last thing while we're on the topic of fantasy. Thrive Fantasy, guys, if you haven't checked it out, do so. It's a new daily fantasy site. An esports platform where you're going to play your favorite sports with your peers by focusing solely on top-tier athletes from each sport while streamlining the drafting process. They've created a unique DFS experience that gives the casual sports fan an opportunity to compete and succeed at a high level. Check it out. It's just like DraftKings, FanDuel, any of those big ones you may have played in the past.
A lot of fun.
And more prop-based, as we've mentioned in the past. So check it out. It's fun. Football season's king, so do it. Do it now.
Hey, I went to Six Flags last night for the first time in about probably 5 years.
Fine.
And so today, as we speak, as we're recording this, is the start of Fright Fest. But last night was like they were like transitioning. So there were some things out. There were some cool things to look at. But I miss a good old roller coaster ride.
It's been a while for me.
So fun.
A couple of the new ones we did that I never got to do when we were younger is like I did X Factor, which was fun. I did, I think it's called like G-Force or V-Force, but it's like the one where you go from 0 to 70 in like 1 second. That was good. Did the Raging Bull. And of course, we had to do the Batman because I went with Brittany. And I was explaining to her when I was younger, like seventh grade, when the lines, you'd go on like a Saturday, the lines were long. You take your girls to the Batman ride because it's, you know, you're waiting in the tunnel.
I remember that being a long wait.
Did a lot of finger banging in the tunnel waiting for the Batman with that smog smell.
Oh, it stunk. It stunk down there. But you know what?
It covered up the fish smell if the girls weren't right down there.
So no one noticed you finger banging?
No, you do it discreetly. It's not like I just.
I feel like everyone's pushed up side by side.
I'm like butt or ass to nuts, and you know, I kind of just reach like, in a fucking jeans.
Yeah. You know, I just pictured standing like sardines down there.
Well, that works too. Why not? Close encounters.
You ever get finger banged, Mandy B? Like in a public place like that?
I always like swat hands away. That new guy I'm dating tries to everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Always.
We'll teach him the popcorn trick.
I was upset though. I wanted to add Brittany to the list of finger bangies.
Couldn't because it was empty?
There was no line. We walked right onto the ride. She was happy. I wasn't.
You're like, no line. It's like the greatest thing for kids and women and not for Raw Dog.
Tay, I've been doing a lot of thinking too over the last couple weeks.
You have. That's never a good sign.
A lot of things coming to my mind. I don't know why. Probably because I'm at home right now, so it sparked an interest. But, you know, back in the day, junior high, and let's say when the internet was fairly new, you know, home computers were kind of like a new thing. There wasn't laptops, right? You know, your home computer was a desktop.
Right.
Did you ever beat off on your parents' computer?
Yeah, because we only had one computer.
Me too.
Right.
Didn't it feel weird, though?
No.
I was thinking about it the other day.
I don't know. Well, it didn't feel weird at the time. It felt good.
Wait, where was... Did you guys have, like, a computer room?
Right there.
Oh, what? Right there?
Yeah.
You two and out in the room? Like, not hiding?
Yeah, no. It was just our basement. We just had a computer
And we had, like,
out.
A shitty computer chair, so it's like I tried to lean back, but you can't lean back and get comfortable. And then did you always try to do, like, where you delete your history and stuff and so no one would find it?
No, that's why I got in trouble. I never learned that trick. I think I told this a long time ago on one of our episodes. I can't remember if it was first season or this season, but I had a sit down with my stepdad one time, and we're sitting down at dinner in front of the whole fucking family. He goes, "Tay, what's with the shaved college girls?"
What's not?
Yeah. In front of the family?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was so... Joe did it. I blamed one of my friends.
Good one.
Did you clean your parents' keyboard?
No.
You just left it.
I don't think I ever nutted on the keyboard, dude.
We know Raw Dog did.
Let me ask you, back in the day, do you remember the sites you used?
Oh, yeah. I would have to think about it hard, though.
One of the biggest ones for me was Sublime Directory.
What? And
you know about that?
No.
SublimeDirectory.com.
Yeah. I would have to think hard about that, but I remember downloading them from like Kazaa and fucking
LimeWire
and Morpheus and shit.
Morpheus.
Like, hurry up!
I'm gonna shoot!
Yeah. The fucking download was longer than the actual session.
No shit.
Right?
Well, we talked about sessions last week.
We
won't bring that back up. I also want to tell you guys, we've been watching, I don't know if you guys know who Leah Remini is. She was star King of Queens, big Scientologist for a long time, but not anymore. She's been doing a special, I think for the last 2 or 3 years, on leaving Scientology.
Okay.
And I'm just going to tell you, listeners and you two co-hosts, it is the most fascinating show. It's so interesting about how crazy Scientology is and how they treat their people poorly.
Really?
So nice.
And if you leave the church, you are
shunned.
Literally... Like, I wouldn't be surprised if you get killed.
You've seen Going Clear, right? On HBO?
No.
Oh, watch. If you like this, watch Going Clear on HBO. phenomenal about Scientology.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated with this, too.
I know. I'm staying in Clearwater Beach, Florida.
That's one of their biggest spots.
That's like the hub.
It is. It is the hub. Yeah. I learned that from the show.
Can you infiltrate and then
vlog? I'll do some vlogging. Yeah. I should.
Perfect.
So infiltrate.
With the watching of the Scientology show, I want to retract some statements that I made. I don't know. This is a couple episodes back where I said I thought the BJ was overrated. Right?
I remember. Yeah.
So
and I scoffed at you.
And let me explain. I think there's a direct correlation, which you would think is opposite. But in my case, it's been together.
Okay.
Of the stage of your relationship. So let me explain. So in the beginning, when you're just kind of seeing each other, the BJ was fine. It was good. Just your simple head bob. No shaft grab, no ball fucking grab, just whatever. It's fine.
Okay.
Then it gets into a situationship. So not quite a relationship, but a little bit more of just hanging out, right?
Okay.
So when that was going on, I got the head bob and I got a shaft grab.
Okay.
So then it progresses a little further between a situationship and a relationship. So a little farther. At that point, I got a head bob, shaft grab, and ball grab. Now, when we're in a relationship, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever you want to call it, I'm getting the bob, the shaft grab, the ball grab, and a little asshole tickling.
There you go.
And now the BJ's back. I love it.
So you changed your opinion.
I changed my opinion. The one thing, though, is the last time I was getting one, the fucking Scientology show was on in the background. Very weird listening to L. Ron Hubbard's thoughts and them bitching about this church.
While you're getting head.
Yeah, while I'm getting head. But so whatever,
now,
I took it.
What, I guess you've already had the relationship, so if you get married...
Yeah, what happens
then? It's either the rim job or the no hands blowjob or the upside down blowjob.
Listen, she knows about this theory. I told her about it, and she goes, "You do know what's next, right?" So I'm thinking, "Oh, what the fuck? What's next?" I go, "What?" She goes, "No blowjobs."
That's true. That's right.
Yeah, you go that's from the relationship cute. To
it's, so it just eventually it plateaus.
Yeah, it plateaus and then it drops off a fucking cliff.
I'm gonna have to get some knee pads soon. I'm in a new really, you know, so I'm giving the blowjobs out like crazy. See, I'm in a new one and I feel like I do them more because you're trying to impress them. But damn, on the hardwood floors, I'm always kneeling.
Do you swallow?
Ouch. Yeah.
Does it ever give you heartburn?
No.
Oh, I was just wondering if you had to take a Tums ever.
Oh, no, but maybe I'll take a pre-Tums.
The last time when the fucking Scientology was on and I nutted or whatever, I had to go downstairs and take a Tums. It got me so worked up.
Really?
Yeah, I got heartburn.
I thought you meant, like, wait, why would you get heartburn?
You swallowed?
No. Yeah, no, did you swallow?
I was just saying I was worked up. Fuck
how many
you
beers did you have?
Yeah, what the...
We thought you were talking about you getting a blowjob.
Because you asked me if I get heartburn.
Yeah, no, I was just asking if, in general, does cum give you heartburn? Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, Raw Dog, I need an asshole tickle. I'll see you after the show.
She's a great tickler.
The tickler. Now we got Jacob Berger coming on. See you after the break. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up. As we mentioned earlier on the show, we're lucky to be joined by the notorious Instagram cop. He's done movies, he's done TV, and he's a hell of a funny guy on Instagram and on YouTube. Jacob Berger, what's up, brother?
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it. Life was good.
Good, good, good. Happy to have you. So, from the Bronx, give our audience a little background on where you got started, how you ended up making it to L.A.
Like I said, I'm a TV film actor. I started as a TV film actor. Back in 2012, I used to be a social worker, and then I changed careers when I had gotten laid off, and I did a comedy rap video for fun called I'm a Jew, which I rapped about being a New York City Jew. It was when Meek Mill's I'm a Boss record was big.
Sure.
So I got like a little buzz, like Barstool Sports picked it up, and I was like, you know what, maybe I got a future in show business. So I decided, let me give show business a shot, and I just started grinding it out, training at acting schools, doing short films, student films, web series, you know, just building the credit, the resume and such. And then I started getting major TV film roles in like 2014. Booked some really cool stuff. Fast forward to 2017, I did a comedy rap video to Bad and Bougie as Donald Trump. It was like right after
that was a big
yeah, we, stuff. Great video. We saw that, yeah. Obviously.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so that was like a video that I did just because I felt like people were really tense. The internet wasn't laughing. You know, everyone was kind of shell-shocked still from Trump winning. So I was like, let me make a video kind of making fun of him and bringing him down to size. And so that combined with the Soulja Boy one I did, like that, which was an afterthought, where I did the Soulja Boy thing as Trump. So that sort of got me on the World Star Hip Hop radar. You know, and that's where I got my first few thousand followers. And I just started sort of hitting the ground running from there, just making content nonstop, collaborating with people. You know, obviously having the police uniform is a valuable asset to people I'm collaborating with. So that helped me collaborate with people who were above my status at the time.
No doubt.
And then fast forward to, you know, about, I guess, a year, you know, later on that year is when I went viral with the For the Pussy Challenge, where I did a freestyle rap. It was a big challenge thing, rapping challenge thing. I did it as a cop, and everyone thought I was a real cop. And that sort of did hundreds of millions of views across the world and kind of put me on the map. And been quite a journey, especially these last 2.5 years since becoming Instagram famous.
You know, in this day and age, obviously social videos are on the rise, very popular. Can you explain to our listeners, you know, I guess what the difference is between your YouTube and Instagram videos compared to your movie and film credits, and maybe how they feed off each other as well?
Well, I mean, it's sort of like a one hand washes the other kind of thing in many regards, because like, you know, when I'm having success on social media and making money from social media branding deals and stuff like that, it makes it so I don't have to be so pressured and sweat the TV film side of things. Like, you know, if I have a week where I don't have any auditions, I'm not going to go crazy over it. Like, I'm not, you know, financially struggling anymore like I used to when I first started out as an actor. And also it helps, like, when I booked the role on Power on Stars last season, I auditioned the traditional way, you know, the casting director through my agent and everything. But when I got to set, the director was like, oh, I love your skit. Like, you know, I was familiar with your work when I saw your tape.
Oh, nice.
So clearly that's an example of, like, you know, one hand washing the other, where, like, you know, it was just for a few lines, but, like, clearly him having seen me on the internet helped me book the role.
What would you say?
As far as
Go ahead.
And then I was just saying, as far as, like, difference between, like, YouTube and Instagram. Like, Instagram is obviously more for short form content under 60 seconds. YouTube is more long form. I'm trying to shift over to YouTube right now because obviously it's monetized that in Facebook. So starting to try and make some more longer form content. But the internet really enjoys sort of shorter content, like stuff that looks very organic, not well, not overly produced.
Yep.
Those are kind of the videos that do the best on Instagram.
The Instagram stuff allows you to do the YouTube stuff in a way, right? I mean, it just gets your name out there and your videos out there more and more.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I made a conscious decision early on that I was going to kind of go all in on Instagram and build my reputation and brand there.
Cool.
And earn my living from brand deals as opposed to monetizing my views. But now I kind of want to start because I'm monetized on Facebook and I'm working towards getting monetized on YouTube. And I see the payouts my friends are getting from doing YouTube, you know, I'm making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $100,000 a month. So I gotta get on that wave.
Just pure acting wise, what do you prefer? Do you like doing the social media videos, or would you rather do, you know, a movie or TV show?
Oh, well, it's definitely the legit TV film. I mean, that's ultimately where my, you know, the social media thing was just something that happened out of the blue. It wasn't something that was, like, in my game plan. It just sort of happened, and I kind of ran with it. But, you know, at the end of the day, if I got a serious regular role on a TV show or something like that, I'm sure I'd probably be pulling back on making social media content. Because at the end of the day, my goal is to win awards and just leave a legacy behind of really dope content and dope performances. And, you know, you just got to put in the time and the effort, which is like why it's, like, hard sometimes because, like, you know, I've reached this level of notoriety and fame on social media, and I get this treatment like I'm an A-list star a lot of times.
Yeah, right.
It's like crazy to me. But like, if that didn't exist, I would just be another humdrum character actor trying to get by. I have like, you know, over a dozen major TV film credits, but like no one would know who the fuck I am. Like,
right.
You know, it's not like social media. What's that?
If you had to pick one of your TV or film appearances, what's your favorite?
I mean, I definitely say just for validation purposes, like probably when I worked with Kate Winslet and Woody Allen's movie Wonder Wheel, That was just a really cool experience. I obviously grew up watching Kate Winslet my whole life, and she, you know, watched Woody Allen movies, and to be able to do a scene with her, it was just supposed to be a quick, short, little, like, she says the line, I say a line, but then when we shot it, she wanted to do a bunch of ad-lib as far as, like, building the scene more. Yeah. So we kind of just did an ad-lib take, and Woody really liked it, and he was like, yeah, let's keep that. So I ended up, you know, my one line turned into, like, five or six lines in the scene, so... Well, so that was probably one of my more validating moments.
Kate Winslet will always be an inspiration, because I think when Titanic came out, I was 11 and I was able to go see my first tit in the theater on a PG-13 movie.
On the big
movie.
Screen.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, so it's just like, that's probably the coolest part is when I get to work with legends and like people just, you know, that like, because I'm a big TV and film guy. Like, I not only am I working TV and film, but I consume a lot of television shows and movies and things like that. So when I get to work with like named talent, like people that I like, the other day I got to work with Zach Woods, you know, on the show Silicon Valley.
Nice.
You know, that was like really cool, because obviously I'm obsessed with The Office and I watch his character Gabe all the time. So like, you know, it's like, wow, I'm like doing a scene with this person I've been watching for years. Like, you know,
I think I'd like his.
Like, I always. Yeah,
I think I like his character better on Silicon Valley than The Office. What about you?
I mean, they're a little different.
Yeah,
you know, I was expecting him to be super weird guy just because I always pictured him as Gabe, but he was actually a normal dude when we were talking off set, you know, in between takes and everything.
Funny as shit.
But he was really cool. We got to do a bunch of ad because he comes from improv, so from UCB, so we got to do some ad lib as well.
Cool.
I don't know if we'll make the final cut, but. You know, so it's just those kind of moments, like, you know, you need those validating moments in your career as an actor. You know, I still have a long way to go, but I know that I've probably come further than 95% of people who give acting a shot.
Oh, absolutely.
So tell us why you're considered the Instagram cop. How did that whole thing get started?
Well, I had a uniform because when I first started acting, I joined the Actors Union. My friends were like, hey, if you get a cop uniform, you know, you could work be an extra on all these shows like Law and Order and any of these like cop procedural shows that shoot in New York.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You can make a good $30,000-$40,000 a year just working 3 days a week.
Oh, wow.
No shit.
While you're still auditioning and doing everything else. So I had the uniform, and then I just started making content with it, and people seem to really respond to the content.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I bring a certain level of realism, obviously, because it was a real uniform that I'm using, NYPD. You know, my friend who's a cop gave me the patches and everything.
Nice.
So it's different than when you see someone on social media do a cop skit and they have the fake Halloween City, you know, Party City uniform that looks super unrealistic. Like, you know, so I think I just bring a level of authenticity to the role and people. And also, obviously, me being from the Bronx, raised in hip hop, you know, you know, because a lot of my audience is definitely the urban market, black and Latino.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, because I've grown a lot from World Star Hip Hop and other sort of hip hop platforms. Because, you know, I guess I get cast sort of a lot as the, you know, sort of the hip hop Jew, you know, the Michael Rapaport.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Like, you know, the cool, the Gary Owen. Like, you know, I sort of have that.
Definitely.
That certification from the community.
You ever think about doing a porno as like a cop, maybe?
Nah, because I want to do Disney stuff eventually. I mean, I actually had that offer on the table.
Did
like
you really?
Yeah, because I'm friends with, obviously, you've seen some of my content with some porn star.
Yeah, of course.
So they offered me to be in like a Brazzers like film, like as my cop character, not performing, not having sex in it, but like doing like a little scene, and then, you know, the stars in it. But I was like, as much as it's been a boyhood dream of mine to be in a porn, I have to think long term. I just can't do that.
That's good. I feel like any comedian really needs to think long term with the day and age we live in. It's like anybody can go back and scrub your past.
Maybe I want to be a senator someday. You know?
That's right.
I mean, look at Ronald Reagan. You know, he's an actor that became president. So you never know.
On a side note, did you see? I think it was early this week. Bang Bros put in a bid to do the naming rights on Miami Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't
Bang
see
Brothers
that.
Stadium,
no,
Miami Stadium.
No shit.
Could be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's all publicity stunt. I mean, no one in the right mind thinks that's actually going to happen.
The Raiders might do it. Hey, did you ever dabble in stand-up along your path?
I tried it out once or twice. Really wasn't my bag, so to speak. I do a lot of hosting. One of the things I did as a survival job for my first 5 years in the business was I was an MC. So I'd MC like weddings, bar mitzvahs, sweet 16s.
Okay.
You know, those kind of events. So I'm very comfortable being on the mic, but my friends who do stand up, they talk about it with such passion and such like love for it. And I just feel like that's a whole other venture that I would need to get into, because I'm a big believer that you can't be jack of all trades, because then you'll be master of none.
Sure.
Like, so I kind of laser focus it on the on camera work.
Good stuff.
But you know, someday maybe I'll do. I mean, I'm definitely missing out on a bag as far as like, because I have friends that have big social media followings and got into stand up, and they're doing very well for themselves now at this point because they're able to draw a crowd because of their social media following.
Sure.
Speaking of which, so you collaborate with a lot of people that are insta-famous in their own ways. How do you get connected with these people? Like, how do you go about communicating with them, you know, to be in their videos and such?
Well, it's a mixture of two things. One is just DMing people. Like, you know, a lot of things that a lot of people and performers and people who want to be making content don't understand is, like, when you reach out to someone, you have to bring some type of value to the table, you know?
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, I want to do skits. Like, let me reach out to this person, like, you know. So, like, once I went viral with my Trump videos, and, like, I was kind of on the world star stage where I, like, knew people who are in that world who would know who I am at this point.
Yeah.
I started reaching out to people, and I did it in a very professional way, DMing them, you know, saying, like, hi, my name is Jacob. You might see my video on World Star, rapid, da-da-da-da. I have a full police uniform. I would love to shoot a piece of content with you if you're open to hear my idea. Hit me back. You know, a no-pressure situation, not like, yo, let's work, or like some bullshit that I get a lot in my life, you know?
Right, right.
So just reaching out. And obviously, once I got verified last year,
that only helps.
Reaching out
to
people a hell of a lot easier because everyone respects the check.
Right.
So, you know, that's why there's people that I work. Like, I remember when I first got, I was like, let me reach out. Like, so I reached out, like, Gary Owen. Like, you know, I was like, let me just DM him. I'm verified now. And he responded, invited me to his comedy show, and we shot some skits.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. Cool. Yeah.
You know, and then also people just DMing me as well, you know, as far as content goes. But collaboration is very key in order to
for sure
become big on social media. That's how you grow your audience and stuff.
What about the hotties? You have to reach out to them, or they reach out to you?
A mixture of both. Usually, you know, a lot of them reach out to me because obviously they want the clout and stuff like that.
For
you know,
sure,
I'm very conscious of that.
So some of those videos are mesmerizing from a guy's standpoint.
Yeah.
Their booties are so big. What's it like?
I like girls with big rears. Yeah.
We were just watching before you came on. I think it was an Instagram video of the one that you have on the beach where, like, you're taking pictures.
And then you kind of convert to Daddy Yankee and whatnot. Yeah. And Mandy B looks at me. She's like, I can't imagine sitting on an ass like that.
Yeah, what does it feel like? Damn.
They feel nice. I was down in Miami. That was for the local Contigo for DJ Snake's shit. It's a lot of fun working with them. You know, I'm a feminist, so I believe a woman should take pride in how she looks, and you know, there's no shame in that. You know, wanting to show their body, because a lot of these girls, they want to, you know, show what they got. You know, we live in a world where, you know, let's not. It's called spade to spade, you know. You gotta show what you got sometimes. I'm actually dropping a video today about Instagram slut shaming girls because they've been going after like Instagram models a lot in this past month, like flagging their accounts and just cracking down on like what can and can't, like videos that were fine 6 months ago are now getting taken down.
Yeah, I've seen that trend. Yeah, my followers got cut in half. Or the folks that I'm following, rather.
They changed the algorithm this past like 6 weeks.
Yeah,
and it's really hurting the community. It's going to drive people off the platform. Like, I just got more into TikTok. Like, TikTok's the next big platform. But then I read an article saying that's owned by the Chinese and actually data mining our stuff, and that's why it's so popping in the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
Every time I go on there, I see a lot of Asians, I got to say. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of where it started. So with some of these videos, I mean, you mentioned the Bad and Bougie video. You have your hands in the production of all these videos, or do you kind of, I mean, obviously you got connected to some of these bigger groups, but they're really well-produced videos.
Oh, thank you. Well, the Bad and Bougie one was like a full production thing where we had like, you know, real cameras, sure, lighting, and locations, and like that was like a whole day kind of thing. But you know, 90% of my content is pretty much 95% of my content is pretty much just shot on my phone. Like I said, they prefer a more organic look. But when it comes to like something that's a little more high end, like a music video parody, I'll probably go the route of using, you know, nice HD cameras and lighting and the whole nine.
Makes sense. How about the lyrics for the parody videos? You write those yourself, or did you always have help with those?
Yeah. I come up with all the creative.
Nice work.
Videos. You know, I write everything, direct, produce, edit. You know, you kind of have to be a one-stop shop when you're a content creator, and you learn pretty quickly how to like really make it good. Like, you know, I edit everything on iMovie on my phone. Like, you know, it's not rocket science, but once you get the hang of it,
right,
you make something look really good. And just knowing the way to tell a story, how to just edit it in a way, like Instagram is like, you have to make content that like grabs people quickly. Like you don't have too much time for like setting up the joke and stuff like that. So you need to like get to it right away, you know, as opposed to YouTube, which might drag out for a while.
Right. All right. How about your entire path and, you know, maybe your recent days in LA? Give us like a nightmare scenario during one of your Instagram or YouTube videos or even acting, or just a crazy story in general since you've kind of hit that scene.
I say my biggest thing is just that people are late. Like I have no patience for it, like whatsoever. Like, especially now that like I'm somebody, like I'm not just a nobody. Like I remember that, like, I was in Florida and this girl, like she was running, it was almost 3 hours late. I just told her she was on her way. I was like, yo, honestly, just turn around. Like, you made me wait 3 hours. Like, no one does that to me. I don't care how hot you are, how much followers yeah, you got. Like, you take your ass home. Like, I don't play that shit, you know? So, that's, like, one of the tough things to deal with, like, Instagram. Because a lot of people that you work with on Instagram, they have zero professional TV film experience, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's not like they're doing this stuff necessarily on purpose, but a lot of them have very bad habits. That would not be tolerated in the professional TV film world, you know?
Right, but they get by with it. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, because it's Instagram or whatever, but like, or they're used to working with themselves. They don't collaborate. Like, you know? So me, I'm just very much, I bring a level of professionalism to it. And I think that's also why brands like working with me, because I can really give a cohesive and message for their branding and present the script and just do it in the style that you would expect if you were hiring a real production company to make a spot for you on for television, you know.
No doubt. We deal with that with our co-host Mandy, but she's gotten a lot better.
I'm not 3 hours late. Jesus. No, I'm not.
Hey, Jacob.
Lateness is a big thing. It's just, this can't be tolerated. It drives me nuts.
I'm working on it.
She's working on it. She's getting better. Hey, followers where they can find you, or our listeners, rather, where they can find you on Instagram, YouTube, and other social media outlets.
Yeah, just find me on all outlets. I'm not on Twitter, though. I don't tweet. But Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, find me at Jacob Berger Actor. That's Berger with an E, B-E-R-G-E-R. Check me out, jacobbergeractor.com. You can catch me, I believe, September 17th on an episode of Tosh.0.
There you go. Cool.
Also catch me in episode 3 of Silicon Valley in November. Just keep a lookout for my content. Turn on my notifications. I appreciate everybody who listened to this interview. And I hope you're a fan now.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for the time, pal.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jake.
All right, thank you. I'm going to trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Because we all just want to be big rock stars and live in hilltop bosses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny because we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And well, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Again, just like all of our guests, very interesting. Interesting career, which we all kind of
social worker
right
to
now.
What he's doing now is crazy.
Crazy.
So know? What he taught me is quit your job.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Focus 100%.
You got to go all in on the content. Balls deep.
Balls deep.
You got to tickle its asshole. That's the content.
That's right. You guys want to do some pranks?
Let's fucking get to the pranks. We got Barry Burnham, Tina Marie, and Jim Rall coming up now.
Thank you for calling Ellison. How can I help you?
Hi, Barry Burnham here.
No, ma'am.
No, I'm Barry Burnham. I'm not a ma'am. I'm a sir. Can you connect me to a salesperson then?
Okay, 1 second, please.
How are you? This is Malik speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Barry Burnham here.
Barry Burnham?
Barry Burnham. That's correct. So I'm getting older and I'm trying to find out information about the gym. I could have sworn somebody called me from there, and then I took a tour. I even took a picture of the LA Fitness sign outside.
I understand, but what are you calling the right location?
Yeah, I have a picture. It says LA Fitness above the door.
I understand that, but what facility? Is it the Clifton location, the Wayne location?
The one with the LA Fitness. I don't know.
Are you a member with us?
No, I'm inquiring about becoming a member.
Sure, hold on 1 second. Let me search for you. And you said you wanted to sign up for a membership? I don't understand your question.
I'm interested in potentially becoming a member. I just wanted some questions asked. Oh.
Okay, so what questions can I help you with?
Well, the last person was not helpful, let me tell you. But I tend to get hurt a lot. And I just was asking about the policies about getting hurt in the gym.
So we have a liability waiver when you do sign up for the gym. When you do sign the waiver, God forbid, like a weight falls on your toe, we aren't really liable for that. Unless we also do offer personal training where we kind of help you and assist you with the machines. We assist you with actual workouts to make sure you're doing everything the right way.
That, when I took the tour, I think I took it with Eric. Does that sound right? And there's a mural. Is that correct?
Eric! It doesn't ring a bell.
Well, he told me his name was Eric! I don't deserve this.
I understand that. So are you... Okay. What injuries do you have?
Well, I'm very inflexible, so I have trouble touching my knees.
Okay. Now, what kind of workouts are you familiar with? What kind of workouts do you do?
I do a lot of, like, the little dumbbells.
Dumbbells, and what else? Any cardio, any kind of...
Rubber bands!
Training, yoga?
Rubber bands and floss!
Rubber bands and what?
Floss?
Well, I don't know what floss is. I've never heard of that.
At the dentist! Floss!
Dental floss?
Yes!
Hello?
Dental floss! You pull it apart! To strengthen, I don't know, your glutes or something? Whatever Eric said!
I don't know who Eric is. Who's Eric?
Well, whoever gave me the tour! He said his name was Eric!
I do apologize, but we don't have an Eric in this location. You might be calling, you know, a different location. Maybe you have a couple... You have a Clifton location that's called Ackerman. You also have a Wayne location, a Lodi location. Do you remember which one it was?
I honestly don't know! I thought this was one location! I took a picture of it. Ow. And I remember, they probably remember me at the desk because somebody dropped something on my toe on the way out the door.
Okay, I completely understand where you're coming from. So how about this? How about, when's the next time you can stop by this facility again so we can talk about it?
This evening!
What time?
After 8!
Okay, well the gym closes at 8.
How about before 9 tomorrow?
Before 9 a.m.?
Yeah, like 7.
Well, I mean, we come in at 9 a.m.
Oh! All right, fine, 9.
Yeah, you can come in at 9 a.m.
And meet with Eric, or who do I ask for?
You can meet,
Who?
Harold.
Eric? I thought you just said some... Don't ask for Eric.
I just said Harold.
Oh, Harold.
You can ask for Harold.
All right, Harold. Well, Barry Burnham will come in and ask for Harold.
Yes. So when you come in, ask for Harold. He'll show you how the gym membership works. Okay. And my name is Malik. I actually specialize in the training training part. So I can help you go over your goals, help you cover a little bit of your injuries, and even, you know, take you for a complimentary workout.
Okay, well, I don't know about the complimentary workout, but I'll do all the other things. Hey, do you know the total number of people that have gotten injured at your gym?
I do not. I really don't. That's. I really don't know that.
All right, well, maybe Harold knows. I'll call for him tomorrow when I come in.
Sure, sounds good.
Oh. All right, thank you. Remember, Barry Burnham.
All right, you got it. This is Brenda. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is, it's Tina Marie. You could call me Teeny, though. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. I just had a couple questions to ask you about these water beds. I was told you do carry the water beds.
We do not carry water beds.
Oh, I'm sorry to have bothered you, Brenda. I really thought...
Oh, it's okay. No, I don't know anyone that carries water beds, actually. So.
Oh, I've been looking them up.
I can't give you good advice.
Well, okay, let's just say it's not a waterbed then. I just need a new mattress. Can you just toss out some names for me to kind of research, look up some information?
Temper's the best of the best. We have Temper. So I would check those out.
What are the prices? Can I ask you like kind of like a range? I know it varies.
The Tempers start around, for a queen, they start around 22, so like 2,200. Now, if you want to go lower than that, we have a ton of queens that are like under 1,000, but they're more like the Sealy's and Thirdas and or Sealy's and Mattress First we have.
I might need a cheaper one. I got a Twosis one that I have right now. It's kind of giving me some bad memories with a previous gentleman encounter, if you know what I'm saying. So it's like I'm going through these beds fast, so I can't have too much, you know. And I'm moving to a brand new spot, just changing my life. I want something gorgeous, new, something for a new man, if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So you said about 2,200. If I get like some sort of a tapa.
Do what?
If I get like a tapa for the mattress, you know, something just to throw on top, I could change that, right? Like if I have a couple gentlemen over, you know, toss that one, get a new one, it's a little bit cheaper.
For that, I suppose that would probably be the more economical way to go.
Oh, the last guy was so horrible. I got to tell you, horrible situation, cheating on me left and right, just couldn't even stand it anymore. That's why I'm in the area, too. So for the tapas, what are the price ranges again? I didn't write it down. Well, I just want to get it all.
We don't carry the toppers.
Oh, no tapas, and you said that no water beds exist, really. No one's doing the water bed thing anymore. Probably because you bust it with your nails. My nails are just so goddamn long, I'll probably be busting on, you know, popping holes in that thing. I don't want that kind of a thing. Well, okay, Brenda. thanks anyway. Hold on. I'm looking at all these questions here. I wrote down a whole list. Oh, for delivery. I can't really get it myself. You guys offer delivery?
We do, and that'll just depend on which mattress, and we give you whether sometimes, you know, if you buy some mattresses, the delivery might be complimentary. Other mattresses, there might be a charge.
Oh.
We'll figure that out when you come in and look.
What kind of delivery menu got there? Any hotties there I can look at? Can I order a hot one? I need something to look at, Brenda.
Goodness.
What? You know, I need something to cheer me up. Hopefully you could toss like three over shirtless. You guys offer the shirtless or what, Brent?
I don't think they do that, but...
You gotta ask. You gotta always ask.
There you go.
All right, Brenda. Well, it was a pleasure. No, thank you so much. You're the best. I hope you have a great day, doll.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi, thank you for calling Pharmacy. This is Jesse speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Jesse. This is Jim Rawl.
Okay, sir.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wart that I can't seem to get rid of. and I was wondering if you have any suggestions.
Let me direct you to my pharmacist just a moment.
Assist, may I help you?
Hi, Jim Raw.
Hey.
Hey. I'm looking for over-the-counter help.
Okay.
And I have this wart, and it keeps growing, and I keep getting more. It's starting to burn.
We've got a couple different ways for warts. Probably the quickest way is to use one of our freeze-away products. That's something similar to what a lot of times doctors use in their offices now, where you basically freeze it away.
And of course,
you can go the old Compound W route, which still works.
Well, what do you prefer? It's on my genitalia.
Oh, then I prefer you probably contact a physician. Yeah. Okay? I would definitely talk to the doctor about that particular...
I can't just freeze it away.
No, I would definitely contact my doctor if you have one on your genitalia.
Well, and it started on the tip of my genitalia, and now it's working back up towards my anus a couple more.
Yeah. Certainly, I would not self-treat. I would get in to see my doctor as soon as I could.
It's starting to burn. I can't pee. I need to see someone.
Yeah, you need to see someone. I agree with you.
But not even a cream?
I wouldn't self-treat. We don't have anything over the counter that I would recommend. That's something you need to go to the physician.
But in the meantime, there's no cream that can help with the pain?
There's nothing that I would recommend other than a physician for that particular kind of
Between two guys, I have a date tonight, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just can't in good faith say anything other than see a physician.
Do I have to tell her, though?
You'd have to who the
date.
The date. That's an individual decision. I can't tell you what to do there, but I can tell you that I would see a doctor, and that would be my primary concern today. And maybe the date. I can't speak for you, but it might be secondary on my list. But I go in and get that looked at. Okay, I'm not a medical doctor. I can't diagnose.
Yes.
But from what you're describing, I would. Medical attention beyond what we can provide for you here.
When I get an erection, it cracks and bleeds.
It cracks and bleeds?
Yeah, because I think it stretches out. It's so dry.
Yeah, I know. I would see a physician immediately, okay?
Do you have a suggestion for a doctor?
I don't have any suggestions for physicians around here.
I'm not very educated. What's a penis doctor called? What can I Google?
Yeah, I would think you don't even need a penis doctor. I think you should just go to a regular physician.
But they can help with both my genitalia and my anus.
I'm sorry?
They can help. The regular doctor can help with the penis and the anus.
Yeah, I would start with a regular doctor and let that doctor do it. It has to be in. Yeah, let that doctor do their job and figure out what the problem is, because you and I are both unqualified to determine the root cause of what that is. Okay, so I would prefer you go and contact your physician.
But no creams, no freeze-aways.
No.
But see, I feel comfortable talking man to man. If I call the doctor, it's usually women who answer the front, and they ask what's wrong.
Yeah. Then you'd have to, take that chance, or maybe ask for a male. But at this point, I think we're kind of going around and around on something that I can't help you with further.
One last question. Before I go into the regular doctor, you can't just take a look?
No, I can't take a look. No. Okay. So, I have an actual line of individuals up here that meet my
team. Yes.
And I would suggest that you contact a doctor, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for your help, Doc.
Recently, we had a great opportunity to be featured on this free new app called PodCoin. It literally pays you to listen to podcasts. Here's how it works. You listen to podcasts and you earn PodCoin while you listen. Then you turn that PodCoin in for gift cards at places like Amazon, Starbucks, or if you're a really good person, you could even donate that PodCoin to charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. So here's what you do. You download the app right now on iPhone or Android, and we'll give you a special code. Simply use our code SensiblePeople, and you'll get 300 PodCoin just for signing up. And if you listen to enough of us on there, you can get a cappuccino at Starbucks or Amazon gift cards on us. So go ahead and listen to this podcast or virtually any podcast on PodCoin and sign up with the code SensiblePeople. I swear, it'll change the way that you listen to podcasts.
All right, Sensible Nation, we are just about out of time, but we hope you enjoyed the episode, got a couple laughs out of you. We'll have a new episode out in a couple weeks. Again, check out our YouTube page. We're about to do that Mandy B. Punishment, so you want to search Sensible People. Check out our YouTube. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Sensible People. We also have a Facebook at Sensible People Podcast. So check us out on all those platforms. Follow us, share us, and have a laugh with us. And Mandy B., people can call in. We always encourage people to do that.
Yeah, call us. Leave us a voicemail. Call us at 414-858-7934. That's 414-858-7934. Leave us a little special message.
And for all the millennials who don't like to actually call people on the phone, you can also text that number Mandy B just mentioned.
Merch?
We have merch. Let's go, guys. Buy some merch, sensiblepeoplepodcast.com. Click on the shop tab, and you'll see all our merchandise. Very competitively priced, just like a Macy's, a Nordstrom's. Go on, pick out a shirt.
For Raw Dog Ryan, Mandy B, Alan with the side help, I'm Tay Wagner. Thank you guys for listening.
Bye.